Fairest by Marissa Meyer. Read for you by Rebecca Soler. She was lying on a burning pyre, hot coals beneath her back. White sparks floated in her vision, but the mercy of unconsciousness wouldn't come. Her throat was hoarse from screaming. The smell of her own burning flesh invaded her nostrils. Smoke stung her eyes. Blisters burbled across her skin, and entire swaths of flesh peeled away, revealing raw tissue underneath. The pain was relentless, the agony never ending. She pleaded for death, but it never came. She reached out with her good hand, trying to drag her body from the fire, but the bed of coals crushed and collapsed under her weight, burying her, dragging her deeper into the embers and the smoke. Through the haze, she caught a glimpse of kind eyes, a warm smile, a finger curled toward her. "Come here, baby sister." Lavanna gasped and jolted upward, limbs tangled in heavy blankets. Her sheets were damp and cold from her sweat, but her skin was still burning hot from the dream. Her throat felt scratched raw. She struggled to swallow, but her saliva tasted like smoke and made her cringe. She sat in the faint morning light, shuddering, trying to will away the nightmare. The same nightmare that had plagued her for too many years, that she could never seem to escape. She rubbed her hands repeatedly over her arms and sides until she was certain the fire wasn't real. She was not burning alive. She was safe and alone in her chambers. With a trembling breath, she scooted to the other side of the mattress, away from the sweat-stained sheets, and lay back down. Afraid to close her eyes, she stared up at the canopy and practiced her slow breathing until her heartbeat steadied. She tried to distract herself by planning who she would be that day. 1,000 possibilities floated before her. She would be beautiful, but there were many types of beauty. Skin tone, hair texture, the shape of one's eyes, the length of a neck, a well-placed freckle, a certain grace in the way one walked. Lavanna knew a great deal about beauty, just as she knew a great deal about ugliness. Then she remembered that today was the funeral. She groaned at the thought. How exhausting it would be to hold a glamour all day long in front of so many. She didn't want to go, but she would have no choice. It was an inconvenient day for her focus to be shaken by nightmares. Perhaps it would be best to choose something familiar. As the dream receded into her subconscious, Lavanna toyed with the idea of being her mother that day. Not as Queen Janali had been when she died, but perhaps as a 15-year-old version of her. It would be a sort of homage to attend the funeral wearing her mother's cheekbones and the vivid violet eyes that everyone knew were glamour made, though no one would have dared say so aloud. She spent a few minutes imagining what her mother might have looked like at her age, and she let the glamour settle over her. Moon blonde hair, sleekly pulled into a low knot, skin as pale as a sheet of ice, a little shorter than she would become full grown.